Blog Talk Radio.
Right, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We have a great show of history tonight. Our hot topic, obviously hot topic here, how do you deal with stress or conflict or circumstance in your life? We had a lot of good input yesterday. Start with some good old church music by the Hawkins family. Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins family. Going up yonder. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Hit me up on Yahoo. At gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
Where I'm going.
This is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P Live. When I need that gospel feeling, I turn on my computer box and listen to G. Wright, Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Feel me? I call him G. Wrightite, but y'all can call him just plain G. Wright.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, G. Wright. I want to hear from you, 646-595-4311. I'm Going Up Yonder. That was by Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins family. And I tell you, God's music is definitely an important part of my life. It's definitely a music that encourages my soul, especially when I'm dealing with situations, dealing with circumstances in my life. You know, I just had to just tell you guys that I really do appreciate the callers who call in. I thank you for ranking my show. Please rank my show. Let me know that you believe in what I'm, in the music and the different things I am ministering throughout this program. I tell you, a great discussion this week has been, how do you deal with stress or circumstances in your life? And I'm telling you that when we give God the glory, that no matter what it is that we're going through, when we keep our eyes focused on Him and we pray, God will keep us, and God will continue to keep us and watch over us and lead us to the place where He wants us to be. You know, coming up right now is I'm Walking by Donnie McClurkin. And then I want to like get into some more deeper discussion with you guys. We come back after the song. This is I'm Walking by Donnie Mack.
I'm walking in authority, living life without apology. It's not wrong, dear. I belong here. So you might as well get used to me. Now, my mother may not be the queen, but my of everything. I'm adopted into the family, so I guess that makes me royalty. And again,
Amen. That was Walking in Authority by none other than Donnie McClurkin. I appreciate you guys listening to me. I am the host of the Heart of Love radio show, and you are listening right now live coming to you on this Thursday. I just want to say that, you know, definitely God is definitely in the blessing business. We've spoken about different things that we thought that God would do in this year, 2008, and we talked about New Year's resolutions. We talked about many different topics about that, whether or not you even feel that New Year's resolutions are really adequate, or whether they're not adequate, you know, inadequate. But today's discussion, the topic, is how do you deal with stress? You know, I tell you, it's amazing the older I become that I'm able to deal with stress a lot better, but I'm also able to remember, you know, what God did for me, you know, in situations that might have been similar. You know, and God's always brought me out. So I want you guys to know that God will bring you out no matter what you're going through. He will bring you out. You know, I want to read a little bit of the Word of God. You know, I love the Word of God. I love God. And this scripture is a scripture that, you know, we don't really talk a lot about all the time. But it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" Let me repeat that. That's verse 27 of Matthew chapter 6. "Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" Whew. When I read that, it's like, Lord, you know, worrying is not going to produce anything. What is going to happen is going to happen. However, you know, it keeps on going. In verse 28, it says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yes, I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So no matter what it is that you're going through, and you might think that, you know, I'm just ready to throw in a towel, and you're just worrying, going crazy, and you're sick, worrying is not going to do anything. You know, let tomorrow take care of itself. And keep God first. Seek the kingdom of God. And know that God will clothe you when you need to be clothed. God will give you food. It might not be the food that you would like to eat, but he will give you food to sustain you when you have no food. And when you have bills that are due, God will give you grace. You know, that the people will just give you a break or make some kind of arrangements for you. But how do you deal with stress? I think just giving everything to God. For me, keeping God first. Keeping God first. Doing it, you know, to pay my bills. Doing the different things I'm supposed to do. But how do I deal with stress? Sometimes, you know, I would worry. But you see right here in the Word of God, it says, why you worry? Why do you worry about clothes? You know? I tell you, God takes care of the earth, and we're more valuable to him than the earth. We're more valuable to him than the birds in the air. You know, and I have to keep on saying this because to me this leads into chapter 7, which says, "Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. You know, but really, honestly, going even further, I'm skipping over some verses to verse 7, in chapter 7. It says, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. How you do with stress? Go to the Word of God. You know, seek God's kingdom first. You know, get a perspective. You know, pray and ask God to just show you what it is that you need to see from His perspective. And God will give you a new perspective. You might be thinking the worst things, worst scenario, but God will come in and He will lead you in the way that you need to go. But you know what? People are hurting, y'all. You know, people are hurting. People, no matter what it is that you're going through, people just hurry. And I think people are just at a point right now where they're saying, you know, I need God to really work a miracle in my life. And if that's you, I want you to know that God is looking at you right now. That Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you hear his voice right now, let him in. And he'll come in and he will be with you. I want to play a song from my upcoming CD entitled All Things Are Possible. This particular track is called Just Pray. No matter what it is that you're going through, I want you to know all you've got to do is just pray. This is E-Right. Listen to the Heart of Love radio show.
People are hurting. People are searching without hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things. Just pray for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance. There is hope. It is in you, yeah. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you, yeah. For our nation, for salvation, for the
to pray.
Just pray.
Just Pray for my upcoming CD, All Things Are Possible. You can actually pick up the maxi single that's available at cdbaby.com/CD/GWRIGHT1. GWRIGHT1. Also, feel free to check out my official website at gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com or myspace.com/GWRIGHT1. No matter what you're going through, once you pray, guys, I want you to know that God will free you up from whatever it is, situation that you're going through. You know, it might, you might be going through a storm for a moment, and it might, you might feel that you cannot go on. I want you to know, if you continue to stand on the rock, who's Jesus Christ, that God will open up a door and will bless you. Coming up right now is Free by Liz Yancey. She's a hot new artist. She's anointed by God. And I'm telling you, once you hear the song, it's going to make you just want to just praise God from right where you are. I want to hear from you. 646-595-4311. This is Liz Yancey and Free.
My inner
Amen, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm saying right now from the studio that I am free. You know, ain't no more chains holding me. Amen, y'all. This is your host, G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm excited about the things that God is doing. And I have to tell you guys, one of the things that happened to me today is that I found out some good news. I had co-written a song with Jody Mayfield titled What Love's Supposed to Be. And it's amazing how God works sometimes. And because Jody, this is a song that will be on Jody's project as well as my project, since we are the co-writers of the song. And he had entered it into this contest on OurStage.com. That's OurStage.com. And he put it under the R&B category. It's an inspirational song. And basically it's telling you what love's supposed to be, and from the viewpoint more so of God, singing, you know, to us. And that song ended up being number one for the month of January 2008. Guys, I am on top of the world right now. The last time I checked, I think it was number 10 in all the categories. They picked the number ones, and then all the number ones go against each other. I'm not sure how we've done on that yet. But I just want to tell you, that's encouraging for me to know that a song that I co-wrote and I'm also singing on actually is number one. So God is definitely good. It's encouraging because you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what circumstances I'm having to deal with. So as we have these discussions and topics, you know, I encourage you to listen to this past Tuesday's show. I encourage you to listen to January the 29th blog of the Heart of Love Radio Show. Some people called in, and I'm telling you the information and everything was great. So I appreciate the feedback that I'm getting from you, those of you who actually text me while I'm on the air, at yahoo.com. I appreciate that. I just want you to know that right now, you know, no matter what the situation might be, just know that if God can take care of dogs and he can take care of the animals and the planet, basically, if he can take care of anything from the smallest creature to the largest body of water or civilization and strongest country, God definitely can take care of us. Now, it's his people, we've got to continue to stand and continue to thank him for that. You know, we're created to be whole. You know, if we're hurting right now, God has created us to be whole. What I would like to play is this, Created to Be Whole by David G. Evans. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I would like to hear from you. 646-595-4311. Created to Be Whole by David G. Evans.
But this is to the potter. He will mold you and renew your soul.
By David G. Evans. This is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311. We're online. We're on air every Tuesday and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Tonight's topic, how do you deal with stress or circumstances in your life? I'd like to hear from you. I appreciate those who are actually, you know, calling in and actually listening into the radio show. I really do appreciate it. Please mark my show as a favorite. If it is a favorite for you, try to bring out and produce good music from independent as well as nationally known artists. That was Created to Be Whole by David G. Evans, because we were created to be whole. And how do you deal with stress? How do we deal with stress? That's been our topic for tonight. So first of all, just recognizing that you need God, recognizing that you need God, and sometimes you end up going through some things and you just don't know what to do. But if we just continue just to stand and say, you know, on God's word and what he's promised us in his word, God definitely will make his way known in our lives. It's like the song that Kirk Franklin just released, Help Me Believe. Sometimes you need that help.
I just want to write you a letter.
I appreciate you for listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show.
I have to be very honest with you right now. I don't really know how to say this.
I want to believe, but I'm having a hard time seeing past what I see right now. I wanna be free, but when I try to fly, I realize I don't know how. No one showed me how. Wish I could see that the specimen will really work out for my good. You said it.
your glory.
I've been here before and can't take that hurt again.
Help me.
Hard to believe. Look at what I can see. Let me do my will, but your will's better for me. You can look in my eyes and see. I wanna wake up with you, more in love with you, and finally, you will say my race, it is over and my work is through, Jesus, 'cause I believed in you.
things about it. I just love this song. And this is a song that it really speaks to my life and to my heart and everything that I'm dealing with. You know, and I've seen God move, really, really move, especially with these past several years in my life. And I'm just encouraged today that no matter what my circumstances might look like, that God is going to sustain me and keep me. You know, I'm telling you, one of the things I want to, first of all, play right now is a song entitled Heaven All the Way. Keep heaven in your view. Keep heaven. Keep God first. This is a song from Eureka. It's entitled Heaven All the Way. You need heaven all the way.
I need heaven all the way. I
I know at the end the saints are going to win. I've got heaven in my view. Oh, I mean heaven on
before. As most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs, so I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed, but I heard a rumor that there was a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in Crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, Don Q Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right, Brother Saku. You there with me, bruh?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown, and Don Q's calling from Atlanta, and you are where you are. Now you are where we are, because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right, and A-G-A-G-P, live, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. That was G Wright and T-A-Z, along with Ron L, on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go through the line, because I think I got Greg Wright, G Wright, on the line.
G Wright,
get it right. Z-Talk, baby. Z-Talk.
What's up? This G Wright from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Bugs Show.
Check out Peace Be Still's book for real.
Yeah. You're gonna have to get with her. I'm gonna have to get with her so I can get you, because you gotta read it online.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here. No.
It gives my size when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.
At the Urban Committee, we're doing a lot of good things. Hold on, callers. We have a caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You're calling live on the Heart of Love Radio Show, and this is your host, G Wright.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this G Wright?
Yes, it's G Wright. Yes, it is. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, G Wright?
Nothing much, man. I know who. I'm doing well, man. I mean, I'm doing great. You give me some good information. I was telling listening audience about what happened earlier. Within a few seconds, can you tell us what's the update on outstage.com?
Oh, okay. Well, as of right now, we won our division as far as in the month of January. So we have the number one spot out of like 433 entries, I believe that was it, and we were number one. And right now we are competing against all the other number ones in the other categories, like, you know, jazz and rock and roll and so on and so forth. And hey, if we were to win, hey, we'd get $5,000. But on the other side of the coin, all the number one winners, you know, you get a lot more exposure as far as from other record labels. CMJ and so on and so forth. So that's kind of the other advantage of competing on our stage. And then, you know, you can see how you compete against other really, really good songwriters.
And then you guys, next week's show, I'm going to have one of my shows. I'm going to have Jody Mayfield. This is Jody Mayfield, the Jody Mayfield. And you can check them. What's your MySpace and official website, Jody?
I'm reconstructing my website, but the MySpace page, of course, is myspace.com. M2O, like the letter O, J-A-Z-Z. That's M, the number two, the letter O, J-A-Z-Z. All right? So myspace.com/M2O Jazz, J-A-Z-Z. And that's where you can hear some more music and find out more about Jody Mayfield, et cetera, et cetera.
And thank you, Jody, for calling in. And Jody, next week I want to dedicate part of the show to you and to your music and to everything that you're doing in the music community. I want you guys, if you want, I have about 35 seconds and it's winding down, but next Tuesday from 6 to 7, I'm going to feature some of Jody Mayfield's music. You can check me out at gwriteonline.com/, that's gwriteonline, or myspace.com/gwritesing. If you go to ourstage.com, look under R&B, and look under Jody Mayfield. Jody, I thank you for calling in today, and I look forward to hopefully interviewing you next week on the Heart of Love Radio Show. God
All
bless
right.
you guys. Yes, yes. God bless you, Jody, and God bless you.
All right.
Hey, Jody.
Yeah, what are you doing? You doing
Blog
Talk Radio?
Yes, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow, that is incredible. Do you have any listeners?
Yes, I have many listeners. In fact, I encourage you to go to my blogtalkradio.com page and just type in G-Write, and then what you're going to do is actually just, you can scroll in, you can actually look and see my demographics and see how things are really going. But I'm going to call you back. We're still on the air.
Oh wow, that's great, man. Yeah.
I know.
So
you hang up, Jody. I'm gonna call you right back. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you guys for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Your host, G. Wright.